Hey, Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Picks, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And you know, folks, changes are a big thing to make in one's life, especially when it comes to one's location. For the past year, I've been living with my buddy Elite Four Derek, and what I had experienced under that roof, along with the amount of good fortune and opportunities that have fallen onto my lap, helped me to grow into a better person and widen my horizons. But now, like a tumbleweed in the desert, I must move where the wind takes me. I am eternally grateful to Elite Four Derek for letting me live under his roof, but now it is time for those horizons to widen even more. I'm finding myself in a place that I often love to refer to as my stomping grounds. This new location where I'm at, which my friend, who I will refer to as Mr. Q's here, that name may sound familiar to some of you early listeners of Boston Bastard Brigade, he has graciously let me be his roommate at this location that is smack dab in the center of Cambridge, Alston, and Brighton, as well as a quick and painless to the wallet train ride to Boston. It's simply gorgeous where I'm at right now. And what's nice about all of this is that I'll be able to do a lot more coverage when it comes to local music events. Big names, indie bands, even coffee house performances are just a mere stone's toss away. So, who knows? You might see some growth within the Boston Bash Brigade as the months go on, but we will have to see where this road takes us. But from what the nearby waters are telling me, it's going to hopefully be a smooth ride. But until then, we can only keep on working hard and dreaming big. With that, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. Asian Kung Fu Generation are going to kick things off this week with a brand new single, and this song currently serves as the opening theme to a brilliant new adaptation of a certain work by Osamu Tezuka. This is Dororo.
Yeah. 我内秀海莫奈个最棒哈利公德罗焼けた日ぽやぽまでたぎる闇の奥に光があって遠く声を確かめ合って
from last year's Fairy Party album. The duo of Clara and Karen seem to be taking some well-deserved time off during the spring and summer, but they will be back in touring form this fall with a few dates in September and October. The spring anime season has brought us the most epic crossover since the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Four of the biggest isekai series have found themselves now attending school in Isekai Quartet. And thus far, seeing these four different universes meshing so perfectly together has been one of the big highlights of the week. Now, you all know I love my Konosuba and Saga of Tanya the Evil, and Overlord is very enjoyable. However, as I was watching Isekai Quartet, I began to realize that I should maybe watch the fourth show that has invaded this series, and that is ReZero, Starting Life in Another World. Now, I'm about 16 episodes into ReZero, as I want to not only catch up so I can understand the jokes in Isekai Quartet, but also so I can prep for its upcoming second season. And as I am passing the halfway point of its first season, I can say that I like ReZero, but I don't love it. And right now, I'm going to tell you why that is. So, first and foremost, let me tell you what I like about the series. The premise is really good, with the main character Subaru having to restart from a specific point if he dies, learning every move or trick that an enemy may pull on them. I also love how no one remembers anything after each time he dies, thereby forcing him to recreate friendships and bonds over and over again. And yes, Rem and Ram are best twinsies. The love these two are given in the fandom, especially to Ram, is like 100% understandable and on point. But this leads me to something that I don't get in the fandom of ReZero, and that is the hatred towards Emilia. Now, call me biased because I do love Rie Takahashi, and she just about does an amazing job in each role she's in. But there is zero reason why people should dislike her character. And from the episodes I've watched, she does a lot of good things with and for Subaru, even though some of those good deeds get erased if Subaru dies and has to restart again. So, in my eyes, I don't see why people should hate Emilia as a character. She's actually pretty good. Where the hate should go is towards Subaru himself. At first, Subaru is a pretty likable and sympathetic character, doing what he can to protect those whom he cares about and having to suffer through one consequence after another. But then, episode 13 happens. Subaru snaps at Emilia and tells her that she owes him so much for what he's done and some other, to be blunt, pretty terrible things. Honestly, I have never been more disgusted at a character's words than that exact moment. It was like hearing an angry thread of comments from, like, a group of incels all rolled into one sickening rant. And I will be 100% honest with you, it's making it really hard to soldier through the rest of ReZero because of that moment. Rarely has there been a protagonist that has done a complete 180 and be made to look like quite a horrible individual. Despite ReZero having a lot of good qualities in it, having the focus being placed on a character like Subaru is like lemonade without sugar. It's good, but the sourness that it has dragging alongside it makes it tough to keep swallowing each time. Do I recommend watching ReZero? Well, yes, but you need to know that there are some pretty uncomfortable moments in it, and I am very surprised that a lot of people online aren't talking about this toxic sort of mentality that Subaru has in ReZero. And you can catch this series on both Crunchyroll and VRV, and you can also watch Isekai Quartet on there, as well as on Funimation. But let's see if I can actually watch the rest of ReZero. Maybe my mind might change, but at the same time, it's just, that whole scene, like, disturbed me. I don't know about you. I don't know if any of you have watched ReZero and watched that specific scene in episode 13. It's just, it's unsettling, in my honest opinion. But right now, I want to play something from the soundtrack to a different anime. An anime that does have some unsettling aspects of it, but it's one of those anime series, and even now, movie series, that is just too amazing to pass off. And that is Made in Abyss, whose second compilation film, Wandering Twilight, is in theaters right now. And I firmly believe that this guy, the composer from Made in Abyss, is going to win an Oscar someday. I have that feeling deep in my gut. accompanied by Raj Ramaiah on vocals. And some of you might know Raj from the work he's done with Yoko Kanno in Cowboy Bebop, and I believe also Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Here is Kevin Pankin with a track from the Made in Abyss soundtrack. It is called Underground River.
Everybody, this is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
太陽沈んだ大都会静まり返ることもなく何が本当とかどうでもいいよ一人にならなけりゃいいよ恋とか愛とかそうやって綺麗に片付けた気分はどう僕のこと全部知らなくていいよ君がいてくれればいいよもっと深く深く潜るもっと一緒に Good night, good luck 見せかけのフォーチューン君の元へ何も恐れずにまっすぐ進めたらいいのに Good night, good luck 見失うフォーチューン傷口から溢れ出す嘘と本音が心を蝕む 決めつけてぷかぷか浮かんでた。今日だけは何も言わなくていいよ、そばにいてくれればいいよ。もっと深く深く眠る、もっと一緒に。 Good night, good luck、 見せかけのフォーチューン。これ以上言ったら傷つくって、あたしんぼうが僕を見てる。 Good night, good luck、 見失うフォーチューン。傷口に噛みついて伝えた僕のこと忘れないでいて。もっと深く深く潜る、もっと一緒に。見せかけのフォーチューン、変わってゆく僕を見捨てないで、本当はねって言えたのなら。 Good night, good luck、 見失うフォーチューン。傷口から溢れ出す外、本音が心をむしばむ。
One of my favorite albums this year, that was the Peggies with Fortune off of their Hell Like Heaven album. The band this season also contributed a new song called Stand By Me for the new anime series Sara Zanmai, a great series that's as gay as it is beautiful to watch. I mean, what else would you expect from Kunihiko Ikuharu, the same guy who gave us Lesbian Bears and Revolutionary Girl Utena? Now, one of my other favorite anime this season is Amazing Stranger, which some folks have called Buzz Lightyear with boobs, which isn't too far off from a description, but it's funny as hell. Right now we're gonna spin its opening theme, performed by idol group AOP. This is Sora Yuke, Koi Gokuro.
Keep your eyes on me. 水を花から時々
brand new single from Pylon Reenactment Society. That was Messenger, which you can grab on May 30th. The band is currently putting some tweaks on a new full-length album, which should hopefully be seeing the light later this year. Until then, you can catch them playing a few gigs in Georgia next month. Check their website for more information. About 5 years ago, I backed on Kickstarter a Japanese-German indie film by the name of Phonotune, an electric fairy tale, which had some pretty cool cast members including Seiji from Guitar Wolf and Electric Eelshock. And now, 5 years later, since its successful Kickstarter run, I finally got a chance to watch it. Now, I should make a point that Phonotune is as artsy as an art film can get. It's literally one of those films about people walking nonstop through the city and desert. But ranking it with other art house walking films, Phonotune does have a lot more going for it. The music is pretty killer, and I do enjoy the actors and actresses in the film. And when Seiji from Guitar Wolf shows up, it just becomes a showcase of how much of a badass he truly is. And it's also pretty funny watching Electric Eelshock play probably the quietest version of Rock and Roll Can Rescue the World one could ever conjure up. It's definitely a film where nothing of big importance ever happens during its 70-minute runtime, but nonetheless, it's kind of pretty to watch. I wouldn't say that Phonotune is the type of film that you sit down and merely just look at it. It's definitely the kind of movie you have playing in the background while you're tasked with something else. As the writer and director Fabian Huenberg said in the intro to the version that I watched, you're supposed to look at Phonotune like it was a painting, not a movie. And a great painting can be stared at for a good length of time, which Phonotune has those sorts of moments, but it has some elements that make it feel like you're not supposed to be watching it, merely gazing in its direction from time to time. Personally, I'm glad I was able to donate to Phonotune on Kickstarter many years back, but while I wouldn't say that the end product was exactly what I pictured it to be, it still was somewhat entertaining and fun to watch. I don't know exactly when it's supposed to officially hit theaters or video on demand, but expect it to be only be shown at your local art cinema when it does. Hopefully soon, the film is cool enough to earn at least one viewing on a massive screen. Just keep your eyes peeled, because I do recommend watching it, even if it's one of those stereotypical walking art house movies. All right. Let's go back to the playlist. Let's spend a little something from Lenny Code Fiction, who are currently prepping to tour Japan again in just a couple of days. From last year's album, Montage, this is Aurora.
Oh, ない二人ともに作った過去を君が起こした奇跡を出会った日を優しすぎる思い出だけは忘れることはもうないか暖かい夜にはまた思い出してい
This is Clay Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast. But mostly, this is an interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod. Or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I. And that Inferno at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating. And please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. <That's>... Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Feel music.
the adorable duo of Petite Milady with Color Voice from this year's Howling album. This season, you can catch Awayuki reprising her roles of Tanya de Gerichoff in Isekai Quartet and Tornado of Terror in One Punch Man, whereas Ayana Takitatsu will be heard this summer in the series Would You Love Perverts If They Are Cute? And now, from something cute to a song about fisting. For you see, the Lords of German Metal are back after 10 years of almost no new material. Rammstein have returned with a loud and bombastic untitled record. Fingers are crossed that a US tour happens in the near future. Here's a new track about fisting. I mean, are you going to tell Till Lindemann of Rammstein that he can't sing about that? No, because he will murder you live on stage in front of 20,000 screaming fans. This song is called Sex.
Yeah. ボタン君のメール絵文字付きゆらゆらハートマーク期待していいのかな眠れなくなる君のそばにいると楽しすぎるんだねえ運命なのですか生まれて初めて
Sayaka with Z, or is that supposed to be a snoring sound? Anyway, it's from her 2011 album Sympathetic World, and this particular track served as the main end theme to the hit anime comedy Nichijou, which Funimation recently revealed is getting an English dub. And I'm very curious to see how they get around some of the very Japanese-style jokes in the show. I've got the Blu-ray pre-ordered, so I can't wait to watch it for myself. After taking a long, well-deserved break, Naruto creator Musashi Kishimoto is back with a brand new series. Where the tale of the next Hokage placed its focus on ninjas and shinobi, this new series treads through the realm of the blade. And that series is Samurai 8, The Tale of Hachimaru. Illustrated by Akira Okubo, Samurai 8 focuses on a teenager who dreams of being a samurai. Unfortunately, since the day he was born, Hachimaru has spent his life connected by life-saving machines, always being tethered and never given the chance to experience life outside the walls of his home. That's when his pet holder fetches a massive ball, which turns out to be a blind feline samurai. After watching a selfless act to save his father, Hachimaru is granted the body of a samurai. Free to now go out and explore, Hachimaru sets out to see the vast world he was never allowed to bear witness to until that very moment. At first, Samurai 8 sets itself up like it's going to be a Naruto-like story. Heck, even the first character you see in the manga looks exactly like Naruto. But when it's revealed that what we just saw was a video game and that Hachimaru has something huge holding him back, we discover a bigger story that's about to be unleashed. Where Naruto fought to gain acceptance because of the nine-tailed fox demon that lived within him, Hachimaru is dealing with a health problem that actually exists in the real world in some form. And seeing him throw his crutches down for the sake of saving his father is kind of inspiring. One other thing that makes Samurai 8 kind of noteworthy is that the second chapter introduces the first friend Hachimaru makes, a samurai wannabe named Nanachi. And what makes this first friend kind of special is the fact that they're transgendered. And while Hachimaru does say something ignorant regarding how one can tell if someone's a boy or a girl, you do have to kind of realize that he's had the whole world close off to him until the day before, so his misinformation is kind of understandable. But To have a solid transgendered character like Nanachi be introduced practically at the get-go, as well as have them seemingly become a huge part of Samurai 8's story, shows a great deal of progress for mainstream manga. Thus far, Samurai 8 The Tale of Hachimaru is looking to be a very entertaining read. Kishimoto already announced that this tale won't last more than 10 volumes, so you can expect it to be a much more easier series to tackle rather than Naruto's 72-volume series. You can read Samurai 8 on either Viz Media's official website or on its Shonen Jump app. And I highly recommend getting the Shonen Jump app because they have a lot of great manga to read on there, like Chainsaw Man, Demon Slayer, The Promised Neverland, and even classics like Dr. Slump and Yu Yu Hakusho. It's definitely worth nabbing, especially if you're like me and are slowly losing space for physical manga releases. Even though it just moved to a new place, the manga just still keeps piling up, and digital seems to be a much better alternative these days, in my honest opinion. Right then, on to some more music. Up next, we have Mono, whom last week, after being a fan of for 13 years, I finally got to see them live. And they put on one hell of a spectacular show. Needed earplugs for it, though, which was the first time since seeing, actually, Rammstein in 2012, when they were a necessity. This is a cut from their beautiful new album, Nowhere Now Here, and it goes by the name Far and Further.
In this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Year's album Possible Dust Clouds. That was Kristen Hirsch with Loudmouth. Next month, you can catch Hirsch on the road in the U.S. with her former Throwing Muses cohort Fred Abong teaming up with her. For more information, be sure to check out her official Facebook for all the current tour dates, including one special Throwing Muses reunion show at a festival curated by The Cure. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter and the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at kingbabyduckesh and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. Promotional consideration provided for this week's tracks from Pylon Reenactment Society and Kristen Hirsch, made possible by Shameless Promotion PR, and a very special thank you to Paul Den Heyer for last week's contribution to Shameless Tuesdays. On the next episode of Wicked Anime, we chat about really cool old people, John Wick Chapter 3, and the return of Non Non Biori. That's all coming up this Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcast on. We always open our show with a little Guitar Wolf, so let's end the show with a lot more Guitar Wolf. They have a new and loud album entitled Love and Jet, which has been released in the U.S. via Jack White's Third Man Records label. Grab it. It's amazing. I personally can't stop listening to it. Here are Guitar Wolf with Sex Jaguar. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that a woman's body is her fucking choice. Suck a dick, Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, and all you fuckwads who supported such a barbaric war. Seiji, fucking rip a new asshole in these cunts. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.